Hey, what's up, guys? I've posted about 5 of these this night already. Yeah, don't ask. Anyway, so I'm reading this book, like I said, Reword, in the last few episodes. If you haven't checked it out, please check those episodes out. These can really help you. And you can buy this book, by the way, hard copy on Amazon. You can get this book off of Kindle, and it's all about how to increase your business and how the way to success. Anyway, let's get started with the chapter, Go to Sleep. Yeah, that's that chapter. I'm not even kidding. And the picture for the chapter is literally a bed with the comforter or like the blanket saying, Go to Sleep, in all caps. Yeah, we get the picture, man. Anyway, go to sleep. Forcing sleep is a bad idea. Sure, you've got those extra hours right now, but you can pay in spades later. You destroy your creativity, your moral, and attitude. Once in a while, you pull an all-nighter if you fully understand the consequences. Don't make it a habit. If it becomes a constant, the costs start to amount. Stubbornness. When you're really tired, it always seems easier to plow down whatever bad path you happen to be instead of reconsidering the route. The finish line is a constant mirage, and you wind up talking in a desert for way too long. This is like all the negative things that can happen if you don't do this. But lack of creativity. Creativity is one of the first things that to go when you lose sleep. What distinguishes people when they're 10 times more efficient than the norm is not that they work 10 times as hard. It's that way of creativity to come up with a solution that require 1/10 of effort. Without sleep, you stop coming up with those 1/10 solutions. Diminish moral. When your brain isn't firing on all its cylinders, it loves to feed on less demanding tasks, like reading yet another article about stuff that doesn't matter. When you're tired, you lose motivation to attack bigger problems. Irritability. Your ability to remain patient and tolerant is severely reduced when you're tired. If you encounter someone who's acting like a fool, there's a good chance that person is suffering from sleep deprivation. These are just some of the causes that you encounter when not getting enough sleep. Yet, people are still developing a masochistic sense of honor about sleep deprivation. They even brag about how tired they are. Don't be impressed. It'll come back to bite them in the butt. Yeah. Anyway. Well, that's the episode for today about this chapter. Like I said, please take a look at this book. I promise you won't regret it. It can be on Amazon and Kindle. And I guess I'll see you all later. Peace out.